As a constant observer of communication quirks, I'd like to suggest a boycott of malapropisms and misapplied metaphors.
What kind of communication world would we live in if we mismatched or misused our metaphors? I wouldn't live there if they paid me with a 10-foot pole.
I'm here to prevent this burgeoning phenomenon before our educators' fans hit the roof.
And because my heart is as big as gold, I'll provide some popular examples. Let's wake up and smell the wall. The writing's on the coffee. People in the media, and particularly politicians,